Rooney Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a while back, CNN, which is dealing with major loss of audience and advertising revenues, announced they were going to start going away from a pure news network, and they were going to start getting some talk show programs in there and even some reality shows. And I guess they're going ahead with that because I just saw a quick blurb on CNN where Anthony Bourdain has a show there, and it just came and went, and I didn't get the name of the new show. But Anthony Bourdain, if you've been living in a monastery and you're unaware, he had this very successful no reservations program out for many years that was, it was about food, but it was also about travel and culture, and it was a really very well done show. And so now apparently he's going to be on CNN as part of their attempt to rebuild themselves as a broader based entertainment infotainment infomercial kind of a program. We're going to go to the phones here. Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm finding it harder and harder to want to tune in to talk radio as far as alternative media goes nowadays, because I've been hearing a lot of things that I find rather disturbing, and I'm hearing them more and more frequent as days go by and the weeks go by. And I've been waiting on someone else to pick up on this, but apparently either one, nobody else is picking up on this, or maybe I'm just being nitpicky, or two, nobody seems to care. And I'm referring to, in the past couple weeks, I've heard at least three different times you referring to how democracy works, and it almost sounds like, and I really don't want to believe this is the case, but it almost sounds like you're promoting the idea of a democracy rather than what our founders intended, which was a republic. And I'm finding this very
let me cut in here a little bit. First of all, we need to remember that the U.S. is currently justifying its foreign interventions all on the basis of democracy. So that's a legitimate term to use. What the founding fathers envisioned was a republic with a democratically elected representative legislature. Okay, so there's a blend of both aspects in there. Now, a pure democracy we know has problems. You know, when the people can vote themselves bread and circuses, the collapse is not far off. But, you know, we cannot really have a republic that serves the people of the country unless there is democracy involved in the selection of those legislators.
Okay, well, no argument there. I find it very troublesome when, you know, especially because we know that new listeners are tuning in all the time. And to me, it's just a little bit troublesome when I hear, you know, not enough, you know, being specific about these kind of topics so that the new listeners understand what it is we're talking about. And that's where I'm running into the problems. Anyway,
I think at this point, I'm sorry?
I said, anyway, thanks a lot, and you and your wife have a great weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot there. I think at this point in the evolution of human civilization, democracy must be a component of all governments that are set up to govern our nations for the benefit of the people. And I don't think we can get away from that. Now, in ancient Rome, which portrayed itself as a republic, the senators were all basically elected from the patrician class, and the plebeians and certainly the slaves had nothing to say about it. And I don't think that was an ideal system either. So I think the original model Thomas Jefferson came up with, yes, it's a republic, but the representatives in that republic are elected democratically, and I think that's a good idea. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I wanna be a pirate. I wanna sail the seven seas, yeah, I wanna be a pirate. I wanna do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I gotta tell you, CNN is just shameless. Now, they had that story about rockets fired from Gaza during the ceasefire. They've had to drop that. Turned out the IDF saw fireworks and overreacted. Now they're in there screaming about how Hamas was continuing the attacks right up to the moment of the ceasefire. Well, that's why you set a hard time on the ceasefire, so that everybody stops at the same time. And no mention, of course, of that report that we just quoted from the BBC, that Israel was maintaining their bombardment of Gaza right up to the last second. So they're still out there selling this thing about, oh, those evil Hamas and evil Gaza and poor suffering Israel. No shame at all. And remember, Wolf Blitzer, who's the star of this whole thing on CNN, before he went to CNN, was the paid spokesman for AIPAC, the American-Israel Political Affairs Committee. He is a man with an agenda. And he brought that agenda to CNN, or he was hired at CNN because he would support that agenda. Going to go back to the phones here. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, I just have a little story for you about, you just had a caller a little while ago that said he finds it harder and harder to get on and get this information from talk shows and alternative radio and everything else like that. I have a little story for you. I was working 4.5 years ago at a place downtown Chicago. Quite a few people, construction guys on the job, and every day we went outside for lunch. I listened to this guy go on and on about 9/11, Oklahoma City, the Kennedy assassination for 4 days. On the fifth day, I finally came in there and said, man, you know, you are so full of crap and everything, and this guy steered me in this direction. He said, you know what? Why don't you go gather the proof and the evidence to prove me wrong? And I've been searching for 4.5 years now to prove this guy wrong, and everything he says is not 100% true. And I'll tell you what, I set out on a goal to find out the truth, and it's just not with the conspiracy theories and the Federal Reserve Act and the 1933 Bankers Act and everything else like that through FDR. It just keeps adding up, and what it is a big, huge jigsaw puzzle. And every time you get these pieces and you research them and everything else like that, you add another piece to the puzzle. Pretty soon, you've got almost the entire picture frame filled in. And this is a quest of mine. I understand how nobody seems to listen because I think they're under mind control, to be honest with you. I think the main thing is you got to get off the fluoride in the water. You have to buy some type of water filtration. I've done this, and I'm clearing my thought. And I don't wake up with aches and pains or anything else like that. And I'm 52 years old, and I got friends of mine that are 50 and 49.
Well, it's not just the fluoride. It's not just the fluoride. I mean, we've been documenting it for a long time. There are chemicals in our water, in our food, that are there to increase profitability. They're not good for people. And we need to go back to organic. We got to get away from GMO. We understand a lot of states have already stopped fluoridation. They don't fluoridate the water here in Hawaii any longer, because it's been found that just drinking fluoride does not have any effect on tooth decay, and it's got other negative medical consequences. And the reason fluoride was being pushed as some kind of cure-all for all this stuff was there was a huge buildup of fluoride as a toxic waste product from uranium enrichment during the U.S. program to develop the nuclear bomb. Because when you have those centrifuges that everybody's talking about, their feedstock is uranium hexafluoride. And you turn the uranium into uranium hexafluoride, you put it in the centrifuges, you spin out the fissionable isotopes, and then as you process the rest of the waste, you get the depleted uranium, and then you have a lot of this fluoride left over. And it was building up as a huge toxic waste dump. And somebody said, well, let's put it in the water supply and spread it all over the country so people don't see this big, huge toxic pool of the product. And we'll tell them it's, you know, because topically applied fluoride does, in fact, reduce tooth decay. They say, well, we'll just tell them if they drink it, it's just as good. And it turned out not to be the case. It is also a mild tranquilizer. And a lot of people have wondered if that was not also part of the agenda there.
I think it was, because if you look back, didn't Stalin and Hitler also use that at about 3 parts per million to keep the people docile and unaggressive?
I believe that they did. We've seen since the dawning of the industrial age, we've seen a lot of people saying, let's tinker with the water supply to achieve some kind of an end. And it's always sold to the public as it's good for you, it's healthy, it's whatever. And it's amazing. They've finally concluded Tamiflu does not actually protect you from the flu. Yesterday I saw a TV commercial. It's still on the air. They're still selling it. They know it doesn't do anything, but it's a big money maker, so they're going to go on selling that.
This is so amazing. I mean, if you flick on the television set, no matter what you're watching, you're going to see one right after another pharmaceutical commercials coming on telling you about how good this drug is if you have a hangnail or if you have a cold sore or something like that. And then you listen to all the problems you could be affected with, like liver disease and this and that, strokes, heart attacks, brain damage. You might be suicidal. You might... all this stuff. Why would somebody want to even attempt to take this drug? And now when you go to the doctor pushes this stuff. And something else.
Yeah, they do. It's a big moneymaker. And, you know, the reality is when you've got one drug that makes you ill, they don't take the drug away from you. They sell you another drug to deal with the side effect, because it's all about the money. And if you look at the medicine cabinets of Americans, once they get on that prescription medicine treadmill, they'll have 12, 13, 14, 15 different bottles in their cabinet that they're currently on. It's just a big, huge money-making operation. And nobody's interested in finding the causes of these medical issues. Nobody wants to find a cure. All the money is in treatments, 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 treatments. Nobody wants to find the cause of cancer or cure it, because there's too much money being made selling treatments. Now we're finding out that chemotherapy, which was the treatment of choice for decades, actually makes the cancer worse. And it's just, again, it's all about the money, this medical industrial complex, if you want to call it that, couldn't survive with a population of healthy people. They need us to be sick, whether it's sick from chemicals in the food, sick from chemicals in the water. And it's not necessarily that it's a deliberate conscious conspiracy, but it's just everybody looking out for their own financial best interests. The focus is going to shift on how can I sell the next product? And there's no money to be made preventing disease. All the money is made in treating it after it's a fact. And so this bias toward treatment and away from cures and causes is an epiphenomenon of the process. There's nobody sitting in a back room saying, let's deliberately make them sick so that we can sell them a cure. Although actually that did happen once with some flu vaccines back in the 1800s that the doctors all went to prison for. But there's nobody saying, let's deliberately do this. It is an epiphenomenon of the process itself. The money drives the process, and the process is always going to be driven toward that which makes more money.
Yeah, follow the money. Well, look at Rockefeller with the start of the American Cancer Society. Do you think this snake oil salesman that got to that luckily found oil and everything else like that to start a Standard Oil, do you think that that was all about helping the people or maybe keeping cancer on the shelves as a lifetime poison? You know, and here's another thing that I found out is that the American Medical Association, they don't have to do too many hours of nutrition in their education.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
None of these doctors seem to be able to diagnose deficiency, vitamin, mineral, or nutrient deficiency in your diet when you come to them and say, I got this problem. Oh, no, it's a pharmaceutical drug, man-made, synthetic, non-organic, that they want to pump into you. And like you said, one drug is going to cause a side effect, and they're going to offer you another drug, and another, and another, and another. When are people going to wake up?
Do you remember the scandal over pellagra, where pellagra was a disease that was striking down Americans, mostly of lower class, and this doctor came along and said, it's just a vitamin deficiency. You're deficient in niacin. If you have a diet that includes vitamin B3, niacin, pellagra will go away. But the orthodox medical establishment of the day was making money hand over fist selling pellagra cures and pellagra treatments. And they just excoriated this guy, and they tried to drive him out of medicine entirely. And ultimately, of course, he was proven right. And this is a classic example. You know, when you have money junkies in charge of your medical care is going to be very expensive and probably ineffective on top of that all. America has the most expensive medical care on planet Earth, and it's something like 30th in quality.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's perfectly understandable and predictable when you understand that medical decisions are being made by profit-driven businessmen and not by the caregivers.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, you know that. I know that. But there's quite a few people, and most of them are related to me, that go to their medicine cabinet, and every time they got another little ache or pain, they run to the doctor, or they go and stand in line and get a flu shot. All I can say is that when Walgreens or CVS offer you a $25 in-store coupon or whatever for simply getting a flu shot, the government in this country never gives anything away without a reason.
No, they really don't. And, of course, we've got Bill and Melinda Gates are out there saying that vaccines should be used to sterilize people so we can get rid of all those icky-poo humans who are a curse and a blight on planet Earth. And, of course, it's really, you know, it is. We know that the money junkies would like to get rid of the non-productive, non-taxable humans. They want to get rid of the independent thinkers and people who don't believe them any. They want, you know, we're at the point right now where we could see the time machine, H.G. Wells, the Eloy and the Morlock. And the more they start tinkering with genes and chemicals and stuff, we could literally see the human race break into two different species. Carnegie thought it had already happened. Andrew Carnegie was convinced that the ultra rich were a completely separate species and that non-rich human beings were untermenschen and deserve to be just owned and treated and controlled. We got to take a break for commercials, Jerry. We're going to let you go here. We'll be back with another phone call after these words from our sponsors.
it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women, children alike.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. And speaking of Gaza, of course, Israel is still trying to recover politically and still put the blame on Hamas and all the rest of that. And CNN is davening to them and saying, yes, yes, you're right, the Gazans are wrong, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, the youth of Gaza have, apparently they just got together and they've issued their own manifesto about what's been going on. I want to read you a couple of lines from it before we go back to the phones. Here in Gaza, we are scared of being incarcerated, interrogated, hit, tortured, bombed, killed. We are afraid of living because every single step we take has to be considered and well thought. There are limitations everywhere. We cannot move as we want, say what we want, do what we want. Sometimes we can't even think what we want because the occupation has occupied our brains and hearts so terribly that it hurts and it makes us want to shed endless tears of frustration and rage. We want three things. We want to be free. We want to be able to live a normal life. We want peace. Is that too much to ask? And, of course, the answer to that is no. It is not too much to ask. It is the right of every human being on earth to be free, to be able to live a normal life, and to live in peace. Only the money junkies want war. All right, back to the phones. Diane in California. Aloha, Diane. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Thanks for your website. I love your website, and I listen to your show often. I've never called before, but I wanted to thank you very much for talking about what I call the medical matrix, where medical doctors are in collusion with Big Pharma. And now medical doctors, medical-directed treatments, are the leading cause of death in the United States now, and the documents to prove that is on Dr. Peter Glidden's website. He's a naturopath, and his website, Fire Your MD Now. And I was wondering if you had ever spoken to, or are you aware of Dr. Joel Wallach? Dr. Joel Wallach is a naturopathic physician and a veterinarian who is responsible for their cure for over 900 diseases.
I think I've heard the name, but I'm not familiar with him or his work. And I know there are a lot of people out there saying that, you know, there are various cures out there. And I think at this point, I think a lot of people are going back to stuff that worked a long time ago. This idea of this is the latest and greatest cure for whatever is proving to be just another marketing pitch. And we were commenting a few weeks back about how there was a new medicine that was supposed to be so much better and everybody should have it. And it turned out to be a lot worse than the medication that had been around for years. But it had gone generic. They couldn't patent it again. And so that's what drives a lot of this new medical development, is to come up with something that can be patented so they've got market exclusivity and can charge whatever price they want for it. Once a drug goes generic or it goes into the folk medicine chest, they can't exploit it economically, and that's why, you know, their orthodox medical establishment is down on homeopathic medical approaches. They're down on folk medicine. And at this point, though, I think the smartest thing, I mean, I'm not a Christian Scientist. You know, if I break a leg, I'm going to go to the doctor and get it set. But I think for most of the ailments that afflict human beings, especially as we get a little bit older, the first place to look is back in folk medicine for stuff that has been known to work for generations without side effects, because that is going to be safe. All of this stuff that is newly created, they don't know what the side effects are going to be. They are as reckless with these new pharmaceuticals as Monsanto is with their GMO technology. And as we found out from the Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone story, corporations that are peddling these chemicals will buy the media to conceal from the public potential harm of these products. So, you know, I'm all for science and technology, but the commercialization of science is fraught with many dangers that we need to be aware of. And so, you know, again, go back to your local health food store. You can get valerian root, you know, to calm you down. St. John's wort is a natural antidepressant. We know that a lot of the medications that are sold in the pharmacies are just recompoundings of folk medicine. Digitalin is made from foxglove. Aspirin is made from willow or birch bark. And it goes on and on and on. Just because it's inside a giant pharmacy with guys in the white coats doesn't mean it's necessarily better for you than what you can grow in your garden. But, of course, the goal here is to convince Americans they should never grow their own medicines or foods or intoxicants in their own backyard, because that way they break free of the dependency on corporations. And corporations are how the money is harvested from the American herd. Diane, did I put you to sleep?
Oh no, no! I was listening to you, and I totally agree with you. Dr. Wallach is a naturopathic physician, and he is the guy that knows that all chronic health conditions are caused by nutrient deficiencies and not by genetics nor anything else. And you might want to go to YouTube and listen to his famous health lecture called "Dead Doctors Don't Lie." And the information in it is mind-boggling, and it sure amazed me, and I wanted to share it with you. That's Dr. Joel Wallach, and you can type in YouTube, "The Best of Dead Doctors Don't Lie," and you will find amazing information. I mean, this man has been for 25 years reversing chronic health conditions and diseases with...
I got to put a stop to your commercial because we got some other commercials we've got to get to. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. And, you know, corporate media is always telling us, be afraid of terrorists. Terror, 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 terror. But love your doctor. Love your pharmacy. Love Monsanto. Love the chemicals in your food. Amortized across the last decade, an average of 24 Americans every year supposedly are killed in terrorism-related incidents, 24 per year. Studies indicate up to 100,000 people die each year in the United States from medical mistakes. Maybe we ought to be sending those people down to Guantanamo for a good waterboarding. But they make money. More Americans are killed by bees and wasps and falling televisions than die at the hands of terrorists. It's amazing. You are 17,600 times more likely to die from heart disease than from a terrorist attack. You are 12,571 times more likely to die from cancer than from a terrorist attack. You are 11,000 times more likely to die in an airplane accident than from a terrorist plot involving an airplane. You are 1,048 times more likely to die from a car accident than from a terrorist attack. You are 404 times more likely to die falling down than from a terrorist attack. You are 87 times more likely to drown than die in a terrorist attack. You are 13 times more likely to die in a train crash than from a terrorist attack. Like that parade float got hit by a train the other day. You're 12 times more likely to die from accidental suffocation in your bed than from a terrorist attack. You're 8 times more likely to be killed by a police officer than by a terrorist. Terror isn't a threat. Medical malpractice is. And they want to take away our guns so we can't defend ourselves from those cops. By the way, there's been another ugly incident where, out in California, 50-year-old woman went into cardiac arrest after being tasered by two California Highway Patrol officers. Oh, she didn't die. She survived, and she's going to sue the Highway Patrol. And basically, the officers noticed that she was sitting in a car parked illegally on the side of a road in Encino. They asked her to get out of the car. She didn't want to put down her purse. It's Encino. And the officer said he had to handcuff her for sitting in a car parked illegally. I don't think that's an appropriate response. She said, I didn't do anything wrong. And at that point, they tased her and triggered a heart attack. Now, contrary to the propaganda that tasering is non-lethal, we know from cardiac experts, if that jolt of electricity hits your heart at exactly the right point in its beat cycle, the heart goes into fibrillation. So when you see the corporate media, when you see Wolf Blitzer out there screaming, terrorism, 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 it's not really a threat. It is a manufactured threat to scare you into going along with the government's agenda. You are thousands of times more likely to die from a botched prescription. You're 8 times more likely to be killed by the cops than you are to die at the hands of a terrorist. And remember, most of the terrorists you see in the media, they're actors. They're fakes. I keep thinking back at L. Frank Baum and what a powerful message he was trying to send under the guise of a children's book about the true nature of government. The Wizard of Oz ruled with fraud and deception and hoaxes, papier-mâché heads set on fire to scare Dorothy to go out and fight the Wicked Witch of the West, which was stupid for Dorothy to do because witches have air superiority. And that's how our government operates. Ooh, here's Adam Gadon and Yusuf al-Khattab, and they're mean and they're evil and they look scary, and so you must throw your babies onto the bayonets of Iran. It's exactly the same thing L. Frank Baum was trying to warn us about. Only now we see the man behind the curtain pulling the levers. We're going to go to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I was at a reading about Thanksgiving, and what people should realize, Thanksgiving is more than just about watching the football game and eating a lot of food. It's about a tradition we long, long lost in this country, and that is the concept of hospitality. To our friends and to a stranger.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. I like that.
Because I was sitting there reading, in both the Pilgrim's custom and the English custom, or in the Indian custom, if you want to go gather with the Indians, or the Indians gather with the Pilgrims, it was considered an insult if there was no hospitality offered.
Well, in Islam, hospitality to strangers is considered a virtue, and that Allah will smile favorably on those who show compassion and hospitality to strangers.
Yeah. The thing, I'm getting ready to go see the premiere of Red Dawn. Speaking of Red Dawn, the original Red Dawn,
yes,
talking about about modern medicine, I believe Patrick Swayze would still be alive today if he probably tried different methods of treatment than going with the modern medicine, because I really think chemotherapy.
It's entirely possible. It's entirely possible. I mean, now that I'm reading that report about how chemotherapy actually makes the cancer worse And, of course, my mother died of cancer brought about from smoking cigarettes. And I'm wondering if she wasn't doctored to death for a fast buck because it cost us $30,000, you know, to pay for the chemotherapy and radiation. And it was, you know, and she still died. And, again, would she not have been better off just letting the disease take its course? And that's a question that we all ask when we lose somebody. You know, I've lost a lot of my family over the last 2 years. And in every case, there is reason to wonder if they were not doctored to death. And, you know, it is a real question. When medical care is driven by profit, profit goes up and care goes down. And that's just the way it seems to be.
I mean, I think about, like I say, Patrick Swayze and Farrah Fawcett. I wonder if they would still be alive today if they followed a more nutritional method path, a homeopathic path, instead of the conventional medicine. Because they were both good actors. I loved them both. And to see them die the way they did was bad.
Well, you know, I worked with Patrick on his very first feature film, and it was actually my very first feature film, Skate Town USA, which is all but forgotten now. And it was just obvious he was going to be a star. He had said, and he was playing the bad guy. And we were all rooting for him because the guy playing the hero was kind of a, I'm sorry, he was a dork. And we had just said, yeah, Patrick, why isn't he playing the good guy? And yeah, he was amazing to watch. He absolutely was amazing to watch.
I even heard he was a good man in private life, too.
Yeah, he was. He was. He was a very nice guy, and it was a shame to see him die the way that he did. But, you know, cancer is big, big business in this country, and, you know, they've got the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. This is a big franchise now, and the only way we're going to have profits is if more and more people are getting cancers. And again, you know, cancer is a modern phenomenon. If you go back to the mummies of the pharaohs or those Peruvian mummies up on the tops of those mountains, they don't have these big, huge tumors. It's new. It's something that came in just in the last 200 years, maybe. And we don't know what's causing it because nobody's really looking for it. And again, cancer covers a lot of separate conditions, each of which might have a separate independent cause. But there's little research into cause and very little research into prevention and no research into cure. The big money is in treatments because money is driving the process. And like I said, there's no evil conspiracy of a bunch of guys in a dark room saying we want to make them sick so we can get the maximum amount of money out of them. But when all of the process is rooted in financial considerations, the epiphenomenon result will be we want sick people because we can make more money off of sick people than we can off of people who are healthy or people who are able to cure themselves, you know, with what they're growing in the backyard.
No.
And like I said, we went through this with my wife with her joint pain, and we found out it was a chemical in common household products. Not one of the doctors we consulted even looked at the possibility that there was an environmental cause to her condition. They just prescribed medications, and they prescribed Neurontin, and they prescribed creams and special shoes and braces and all this other stuff. And when we went around, we changed our buying pattern, and the problem just went away. And the medical industry doesn't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that you're in pain from household chemicals, and you can make the pain go away by changing your purchasing habits. They want you in pain so they can sell you stuff. And that was the experience that we went through.
Well, Mike, have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody in the audience. Show hospitality to an unemployed family that can't afford to have Thanksgiving.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Thanks an awful lot. Have a happy Turkey Day yourself.
Right.
All righty. All righty, let's see. By the way, I'm going to share with you real quick my secret ingredient. You know, if you're doing the turkey and you don't have an oven thermometer, what you do is you take the stuffing mix. You know, get it all stirred up. It's got bread and onion and spices and, you know, and chestnuts and all that other stuff. And you add a quarter cup of popcorn. And you mix it up. You put it in the turkey. Put the turkey in the oven. When it blows its rear end off, it's done. We're going to go back to the phones. Carrie in California. Aloha, Carrie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. This is Carrie. I've heard you use the word homeopathic now a couple times on the show. And I'm wondering if you're mistaking homeopathic for home remedies, because they're very, very different things.
Well, there's a little bit of a blur, because many of the homeopathic remedies are things that people can formulate for themselves in their home if they have the necessary skills.
Do you know how those are prepared?
Well, can you give me a specific example? Because you're casting
Absolutely.
Kind of a broad net there.
Yes, the specific example would be, let's say, the theory behind this is like cures like. So let's say I wanted a sleeping pill. I'm having trouble sleeping.
Yes.
What I would do is I would get, say, coffee, something with caffeine in it, and I would then dilute this mixture of caffeine in water. And I would do this many times. So I take the first dilution, I dilute it again. I take the second dilution, I dilute it again. I take the third dilution, dilute it again.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that this has some sort of a magical property to it. I mean, the point here is that you're diluting it so many times that the amount of water you're diluting it with, the number of molecules of water, far exceeds Avogadro's number. Therefore, there's none of that original material in there. There's none of the original caffeine in there. And basically,
well,
what you're just doing,
I have to be very honest here, and I have to let you go because we're almost at the top of the show, and I got a couple more stories I got to cover here. I've never heard about this idea of taking coffee and diluting it so many times there's nothing left there. And maybe I need to be more careful with my terms and stop using homeopathic and start using home remedy, because the ultimate goal is for us to take responsibility for our own medical care as long as we live in a nation where profit motive is driving the available medical care offered to us on TV and the hospitals. So I'll look into those terminologies, and maybe I need to correct the term. But we know, and when I was a kid, we did this. When I was a kid growing up in New Hampshire, along with the herb garden, we had plants that were grown that we would take for certain medical, minor medical complaints. Pain relief, sassafras tea is a good classic example. And, you know, this was stuff that we grew in our own garden, so we didn't need to go to the store and buy sassafras tea. We didn't need to go to a doctor and get a prescription for sassafras tea. We just knew it worked because it had worked for generation upon generation upon generation. Did we know exactly how it worked? No, and we didn't care. We just knew that it did work. So, and again, if you're growing your own food, your own medicines, your own intoxicants, then you are no longer dependent on the corporations or the CIA. You are independent, and that is why independence is such a threat to the current ruling structure of the United States of America. They want you dependent. They want you dependent on the pharmacies, dependent on the food stamps, dependent on the power company, dependent on the oil company, dependent on pharmacies and all the rest of that stuff, because that makes you a slave. That's why we call July 4th Independence Day. We don't call it Freedom Day. We don't call it We Shot Up the British Day. It was Independence Day when we stopped, when we refused being dependent on the Bank of England for our money or the British East India Company for our tea. We said, we're going to do our own money, our own tea, our own produce, our own factories. That's what independence absolutely means. All right, a couple more things we got to cover before the top of the show. The secession surge is still news here in the United States of America and around the world. And, of course, the Obama administration and their minions are still trying to find some way to ridicule this. They're saying basically, oh, everybody who signed a secession petition, they're just racist because they couldn't stand we got a black president. So he's still playing that race card here. People are asking the question, are we free to go? Well, in the eyes of the government, you're never free to go. Any more than the colonies were allowed to break free of Great Britain. But they did it anyway. And for all those people out there saying, well, they're talking about a new civil war. No, we aren't. We were willing to go to a new civil war. We wouldn't be asking permission, would we? Over in Catalonia, where they're voting on independence, they didn't sign a petition in Madrid. They just said, we want to be free. And if enough people in Catalonia say we want to be independent, boom, that will be it. A lot of people are saying secession was settled by the Civil War. No, it was resolved by the Civil War, where the North came in and simply reconquered the South and said, you're back here in our tax base. Deal with it. But in the event of a collapse of the Federal Reserve, which now seems certain and inevitable, and the collapse of the federal government, which will be dragged down by its ties to Wall Street and the Federal Reserve, a lot of states are talking secession. We had Leon Hsu, the Minister for Foreign Affairs for the nation of Hawaii, I'm sorry, the Kingdom of Hawaii, here on the show the other week, and said, yeah, the U.S. government has already admitted their annexation of Hawaii was illegal. Certainly we have a right to become an independent nation again. And the U.S. government has acknowledged we never really ceased to be an independent nation. Anyway, All right, a couple more stories here. Over at Fukushima, where they're still dealing with the aftermath and they're finding holes in the reactors in the floor, and it looks like it was a full-on China syndrome that's even now leaching out into the waters of the Pacific Ocean, trying to deal with this mess. It's so radioactive in there, they can't send in workers. A lot of the workers have already died of cancer and leukemia. So they spent a huge amount of money to build this nuclear firewalker robot that was going to go in and do the cleanup, and unveiled it, and they had a huge publicity thing, and it locked up on stage during its first demonstration. They had to carry it off stage. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show today after these words from our sponsors.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA. 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl. Conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free, it was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who leave it.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently, because Hillary Clinton was present in Cairo, the White House is now claiming that President Obama played a significant role in the achieving of this ceasefire between Israel and Gaza. So everybody's grandstanding and trying to use this for everything that they can here. Now, we've commented before, the food stamp money that America wants you to be dependent on is really inadequate. It comes out to about $4.50 per day per person. That's $1.50 per meal. I don't need to tell you that's woefully inadequate. And as I've said here locally, the food stamp money basically runs out in week number 3 of every month. And that's why one of the food programs we're involved in makes up food bags to go to the local elementary school. So those kids are not coming to school hungry that last week of every month. They have food to eat for breakfast. They have food to take home and eat for dinner. And it's absolutely necessary. Well, apparently this is the source of much joy and levity over at the Fox News Network. Because Fox Business kicked off their Thanksgiving Eve with a joke about food stamps. Saying, you know, it's a new diet plan. You know, if you're on food stamps, just think how fabulous you're going to look from all the weight that you're losing. Oh, Fox News, you are so funny. And we find you so unamusing here. Over in Britain, another story about vaccines. Apparently, doctors over there are complaining that the flu vaccine given to millions of people each year in Britain has been over-promoted and overhyped, and it's not really effective and represents a significant waste of taxpayer money for this annual £120 million national vaccination campaign. Vaccines are great. Let's sell medicine to people who don't really need it. And final story for the night. A New Hampshire lawyer associated with an anti-gay Christian defense group has been arrested on child pornography charges after taking a teenager to Canada where she convinced the girl to engage in sexual activity and let it be filmed. Lisa Byron, Manchester, New Hampshire lawyer, associated with the group Alliance Defending Freedom, was arrested by FBI agents when she was in court on a parole hearing on an earlier violation. I love the smell of burning hypocrite in the morning. I absolutely do. These people out there screaming, oh, gays are bad, sex is bad, and then they're caught off their, you know, underage girl across an international border, having sex with the underage girl and talk the girl into letting it be videotaped so she can relive the event. Video is just like being there. Goes on and on and on. All right, so we're coming to the end of the show. I want to wish everybody here a happy Thanksgiving. I know we have things that we should be thankful for, and maybe it's time to think of those and put down at least for one day all of the troubles that has beset this nation over the last several years, decades, going all the way back to 1913. And we know that there's a bright spot in this ceasefire between Israel and Gaza, and we can certainly be thankful for that if it holds. We'll be back here on Friday. We're going to be repeating this show tomorrow. For those who didn't catch it, we'll be back live on Friday. So have a happy Thanksgiving. Aloha, America.